This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The new numbers on jobless claims, as I said up at the top of the program, were a tad bit better than expected, but millions of people are still out of work. That said, there are some industries that are dealing with a labor shortage. One of them, construction. And the workers it is shortest of, women. Women hold only about 10% of all construction jobs, only 3% of the jobs in skilled trades, ironwork and carpentry, for instance. So the recruiting push is on, but it's about more than just teaching skills. It's about getting women ready to work in a field that has not been at all welcoming. Marketplace's Amy Scott went to Morgantown, West Virginia, to check out a program that is trying to change both sides of that equation.
Inside a yellow industrial building behind a Family Dollar store in Morgantown, 13 women are getting a lesson in the basics of plumbing. They're masked up at their own tables, and everyone has two sections of plastic tubing, one for hot water, one for cold, that they're going to attach to a brass fitting.
All right, we're going to start with the clinch clamp, which is this tool here.
That's instructor Larry Hayes. He's 73 and has worked in construction most of his life. He passes around what looks like a giant pair of pliers with long yellow handles. One of the students struggles to squeeze the handles together to tighten the clamp as her classmates cheer her on.
Now, Diana, stand up. Now get a hold of that tool.
Diana stands up and gives it one final press. And the clamp closes.
You got it.
There you go.
Yeah, you use this every day, all day long. You get pretty tough.
This is Step Up for Women. It's a 12-week construction training program run by the nonprofit West Virginia Women Work. For 20 years, the organization has been helping women gain financial independence by learning skilled trades. 23-year-old Angelica Brennan says encouragement is part of the deal.
Yeah, so when I get on a job site and someone doesn't clap for something I do, I'm going to get pretty mad.
Brennan moved to this small city on the Monongahela River from Pittsburgh to be with her fiancé, who's a coal miner, right as the pandemic arrived. The job she'd lined up at an optical shop fell through.
I'd say I was, like, not in the best place. Like, I just, like, felt kind of like, I don't know what I want to do with my life. I don't have any direction.
Many of the women who come through the program have just a high school education and have been working low-paying service jobs or rely on public assistance. Brennan saw an ad for Step Up for Women and took a chance. First up was carpentry, building benches and a picnic table, and then the 10-by-12-foot shed we're talking in now, out in the parking lot. Next came electrical wiring and now plumbing.
Everything has been extremely interesting to me, so I'm not exactly sure what direction I want to go in now. But for the first time in a really long time, I'm excited for my future.
Step Up partners with local community colleges and unions so that students graduate with industry-recognized credentials. Sadie Basem, who's 29, finished the program 3 years ago and walked right into an apprenticeship with the Ironworkers Union. She's now a journeyman making more than $30 an hour, almost three times what she made working in a hospital kitchen before.
I'm financially stable. I mean, I just bought a house this year.
She's still getting used to the idea. The work isn't easy. On a recent job, she hauled 75 pounds of rebar on her shoulder and crouched over a welding torch for hours. She's almost always the only woman on a job site.
It would be nice to have, like, a women's bathroom. We're supposed to, but I never ask for it. Just things like that. Like, well, I'm the only woman, so I'm not going to ask for one bathroom just for me.
The program doesn't sugarcoat the realities of working in the male-dominated construction industry. The women are required to work out to build their strength for the heavy lifting and long days on their feet. They get training on preventing and reporting sexual harassment. Development manager Carmen Bowes says the group also does formal training for contractors and construction companies aimed at changing the culture on job sites. But she says a lot of the work of fitting in still comes down to the women.
You know, sometimes men will be, like, hyper careful, and so the job site becomes really, like, stiff and uncomfortable in that way. And you never want to tell women that they need to, like, make the room feel better, but it can't hurt to have the skills there if you need them.
plumbing instructor Larry Hayes says teaching women has been an education for him, too.
In my day, that was a woman's job, that was a man's job, and, you know, that's definitely changed, and my thinking on it's changed. This program has helped my thinking.
After a break, the women start building a temporary floor and wall in the middle of the classroom.
We're going to put a bathroom on this side of the wall, and we're going to put a kitchen sink on this side of the wall.
Okay. Jody Rohrbaugh holds a brace while a classmate attaches it with a screw gun. Rohrbaugh is 52, and after 20 years in retail, was making just $12.50 an hour as an assistant manager. Then her marriage ended, and she was on her own.
I was basically unskilled, and the older you get, the harder it is to find a job. So now I feel like I have, I'm armed with some good skills and certifications, and it's going to be life-changing for me.
By the end of the afternoon, they've roughed in the plumbing for a kitchen and bath.
That looks perfect.
Look at us, plumbers.
Some of them may be. There's really only one requirement to qualify for the program. You have to actually want a job. And based on the track record, around 85% of the women will get one. In Morgantown, West Virginia, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Amy's story was supported by Higher Education Media Fellowship. It came from the Institute for Citizens and Scholars.